In this year of our Lord, 1150, I, Barul, the storyteller, bring you a tale of love and treachery from the shores of the westerly kingdom of Cornwall, handed down to me by word of mouth and set in the dark ages of the 6th century. It is the story of Tristan and Isolde. When we first meet them, Tristan is a chivalrous knight at the court of King Mark of Cornwall, and Isolde, a princess of Ireland, whose mother is the Queen of Ireland. Their paths cross on both spiritual and earthly planes, but great forces surround them at all times. In the beginning, Isolde hates Tristan. He had killed her uncle during a battle for territory between Cornwall and Ireland. But the union of King Mark and Isolde would bring peace between the kingdoms. Tristan is sent to escort Isolde to Cornwall. But Isolde's mother, the Queen of Ireland, has the magic capable of changing people's lives with herbal potions. And the love potion she made for her daughter's wedding to King Mark is accidentally drunk by Tristan and Isolde on the boat sailing back to Cornwall. This seals their love. Tristan and his fellow knights were romantic figures, love and chivalry their very reason for being. So Tristan was doubly ashamed of his love for Isolde. He, after all, was a trusted envoy of King Mark, Isolde's betrothed. The shamed and wronged lovers die, but the grand love and unequaled passion of Tristan and Isolde lives on and will continue as a powerful reminder of their tragedy and of the greatness, the darkness, and the danger of magic.